You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Corner.
Absolutely, it is. We've had one show in the last year where we talk about book clubs. They continue to proliferate. They do an excellent job of helping to get the nation reading, to fall in love with literature. They do a lot also for the business of books and book sales. And for us who are authors of books, and we thought this half an hour we'll do it again and talk about book clubs. So I want you to call in, tell me whether you belong to a book club. Have you started one? What are the rules? What do you enjoy about it? How does it work? And maybe you're still looking for new members, or but maybe you've kept it. And let's just have a lekker conversation around book clubs, because reading can either be or can be both a deeply personal private experience, but also a social experience with others that have read books similar to the ones that you have. So the lines are going to be open throughout on 011-883-0702. Got a couple of guests joining me who are all part of book clubs. Rufara Mudimu, who's a social entrepreneur, leading a youth development organization called Enke, Make Your Mark. Rufara, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
I really do appreciate it. And next to her is Dr. Tembi Chandiwana, who's a health practitioner and also a lover of literature. Tembi, good morning to you, and thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning.
And then our own Laura Wiener, who's the executive producer of my show. Laura loves books. I think that's a compulsory criterion to be my producer. And she loved it, not after joining me, but always loved books since Dad read a lot to her as a kid. And she's part of a book club as well. Laura, I'm looking forward to hearing how the inner workings of your book club go as well.
Thank you.
How does it feel being a guest? Is it weird?
Well, I need to remember, okay, how do I mustn't talk in clipped sentences. I must just talk. How do I coach my guests?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is not actually books. It's one of my favorite awkwardnesses, although we weren't awkward about it because we were behaving like friends. Rebecca Davis wrote about this in her first book, Best White and Other Anxious Delusions. And she's got a small little segment in that book. It's a really funny book. If you guys haven't read Rebecca's first book, you should. It is funny AF. And she laments in one of her little vignettes, because they're not full essays, the little vignettes, but clever little stories that deal with some other social phenomenon. And one of them is, she says, can we all just find an agreement about what the universal way is of greeting? Because we haven't figured it out, right?
No.
I almost went in for the hug with Rufara, and I'm like, don't be rapey, don't be problematic. So I eventually we did the hand thing, then I give the hand to Tembi, and then Tembi wants a hug. I'm like, okay, I actually do like to giving hugs. So what is the universal way of greeting that's safe? You're a hugger.
I am a hugger, but I'm careful of who I hug. Mm. Because if you hug a guy, he's like, okay, can we go home?
So why did you hug me? Why am I safe?
Well,
are you saying gay men can't be problematic?
No.
We also want to be toxic.
But
hashtag all men.
But I know that you are not.
Okay.
Yes. But generally speaking, I like hugs because it's the warmth. I like contact with people.
Mm. And you? Are you a hugger? So you're not a hugger in general.
I am a hugger in general, but I find it really awkward because you never know. I work with young people, so it's also just like also like a thing that you have to be really careful about. But I like what Tembi did, which was just like, offer the hand, but can I have a hug? And then at least you have consent. So,
consensual,
you know,
hugging.
It's consent, and everybody's on the same page, and it also gives you a chance to be like, I'm not really a hugger, because not everybody.
You're not a hugger, are you, Laura?
I am a hugger.
Are you a hugger?
I am, and just to answer the question why she felt she could hug you, you've just got that face. You've got the,
oh, is there
give
such
me a
thing?
Hug. Yeah. So I'm a hugger too.
Okay. Yeah. If you see me in public, give me a hug. Laura says I've got to give him a hug face.
Be careful what you wish for.
I was never into hugging. It's a weird thing that happened when I was staying in England, and my black Americans, I don't know if it's an American thing in general, but my black American friends in particular, they hug obsessively.
They do.
Yes.
And it weirded me out. And then eventually I was like, if you can't beat them, just join them.
Mm-hmm. And you for know? Me, that's when I became a hugger. I lived in the US. I did my undergrad there.
That explains it.
And I would hug. But then I found that also, I lived in Boston. People are not very touchy-feely there. And I missed home, because here everybody hugs you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about books. I mean, book clubs for me are interesting. I don't know if I could ever belong to one, and I've said before, but that's because I was once invited to one as an author to discuss one of my books. Okay, I've been to many book clubs. I'm grateful for what they do for us as authors. But I've had one or two experiences where it was very clear to me that the book club is really a drinking club and a social club more than it is about books, which is okay. But if you really are precious about your reading, the book club and the rules that you have and how a particular one works will determine whether or not it resonates with you. Tell us about your experience, Tembi.
So our book club has got 11 women who are actually avid readers. So it's been around for about 5 years with people dropping in and out. You do have to read the book. We do drink wine and there's strippers sometimes. No, I'm joking. But I'm not joking about the wine and the books. And you do have to read the book. The person who's hosting, we do it on a rotational basis. They pick the book. They host us for the afternoon, usually on a Sunday. And we get to discuss the book, put it out of five. The women in my book club, they told me to say this. They are wonderful, but they're also brutal. So if they hated your book, like, people actually read it and we discuss it.
That's cool.
And themes that come out of it. But it's also a safe space for, you know, books trigger you in different ways. Things come up. People talk about other things and themes around the book.
How often do you guys meet?
We meet roughly every 4 to 6 weeks. Okay. Gugu, our chairperson, is very good about keeping us on there. And it's quite good because you read about 10 books a year.
So what is the person who's hosting, what do they have to provide?
A lunch and lunch, and we all bring drinks. They'll have something as well.
And is there competition for the best lunch?
You know what? There wasn't. But sometimes it isn't. Nadia, and I hope you're listening, pulled up the game. I mean, she had like a barman and someone serving us. So, no, but yes.
And who are the members of the book club? Are the only women?
Only women, yes.
Is that deliberate?
Yes, I find men don't really read books.
That's
they
true.
Say they read books, but they actually don't.
I suspect that's probably true, at least anecdotally. If there are men-led book clubs who want to dispute that claim, give us a call. Laura?
My book club is predominantly men, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I think it was 2018. Bongani, our beloved colleague, invited me to his book club. And it was one of the best invitations I've ever received. Book club has actually become therapy. So we're very similar to yours, Tembi, in that we meet every about 6 to 7 weeks. So we have longer periods of time, which sometimes works because sometimes the books that have been chosen are quite big. Mm-hmm. So we almost need that time. But for example, the one we've just finished reading now, was a bit shorter. So we kind of have time to maybe reread it if we need to. Very similar to you. So whoever is hosting gets to choose the book. What we do though is the beginning of the year, our first session is a planning session for the year. So literally we go through, okay, who wants to do, who's available here, who's available there. And we've got quite a few members. So actually, for example, I'm not hosting at all this year because other
how many members are there? Roughly.
I think we've got about 12, 13 members. Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are on probation. They know who they are because they've gone a couple of times without reading the book and without even coming. So we're very, we're very strict.
Yeah.
You know, you must read the book and actually attend the book clubs. And that's why we do it. We have the planning sessions. But
and then the person who's hosting us, I assume they also have to provide like a spread.
Yeah. So that's where the competition comes in as well. I was very surprised. Caterers and stuff.
Really?
So, but me, I love to cook, as everyone knows, so I'm very happy to do it myself. But book club for us has turned into, we've become more than just book club mates.
Yeah,
so one of our book club mates celebrated, she got married last year. So there was a trip to Durban where unfortunately I couldn't go, but everyone went to Durban for the wedding. And we've celebrated adoption and new babies. And so, yeah, it's become more than just the books.
But okay, I want to come back to that because that, I mean, that's really interesting. Rafara, how does your one run?
So mine is a little bit more flexible. Let's call it flexible.
Flexitarian.
Because I used to be interested in joining Tembi's book club and I was like, sure, this is very serious.
Yeah.
So ours is, we have a WhatsApp group. It's about 25 members on the WhatsApp group. And of those, so it's exactly the similar thing, but we meet about once, we try to meet once a month.
Okay.
The same thing, the host chooses the book. And really what we, and there is, it's this, we're not strict on having to have read the book, but no one can come in and be like, don't tell me about the book, because, you know, you have to be, you know, you can't say no spoilers when you didn't read the book and everybody had the book. So that's really important.
So why do that? That's a really interesting, flexible rule that you have. Why did you think it's worthwhile not excluding someone if they haven't read the book?
So part of it is that the women that are in the book club are from very different backgrounds and have very different commitments. And so a big piece is, as everybody's saying, is that, you know, the book club becomes a community. So it started about 3 years ago. Okay. So it's part of the community. Mm. So excluding somebody who actually just wants to come and feel the sense of community.
That's a beautiful thing.
Is really necessary. Mm. And they get to learn. So, you know, the people who come in who haven't read the book often will say, okay, so what happened in the book? Okay, I'm going to add it to my list. And often then at least you're building your book list and your reading list.
I think that's really interesting. Have men tried to be part of the party?
Yes. And? A few husbands and partners have, you know, been jealous when we've kicked them out. So whoever hosts is like, okay, so, you know, partner, you have to go away. And so,
what's the reason for that?
And so one of it is that for the women in the club, especially those who are wives and mothers, is that it's a chance to kind of hang that hat on the rack. So you don't need to be a wife and a mother in this space. Hmm. You are 100% you. And in bringing all of those experiences, as we discuss the themes, people will bring in, oh, wait, I had that experience, I had this experience, etc. But bringing in, I'm not sure if we've said no to men being part of the book club, but the men who have wanted to participate are people who are kind of partners of the women in the book club. Yeah. And it's kind of been like, oh, this is our thing.
Yeah, you can start your own thing. Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put in your headphones for me. I want to hear from other people as well. 011-883-0702. Do you belong to a book club? Does it work for you? Have you had bad experiences? What has been awesome? And what has it done to your passion for reading? We'd love to hear from you on 011-883-0702. Mo, how's it?
Hi, CBS. How are you?
Lekker.
Good, good. Yeah, so my name is Mo, and I'm also part of a book club. And it's a gents-only book club that we're part of at the moment. I joined it sometime late last year. And I guess I'm just replying to the comment, you know, men don't really like to read. I think I
apologize. Know,
Hashtag not all men.
Yeah, I guess hashtag not all men.
What was the genesis of your book club, and why is it men only?
So I don't know. I think I joined quite late in the year. But from what I could tell from the moment that I joined is that the chairman, his name is Dirueta Mohase, he started this book club, just around, it was men and specifically African men, putting them all together in a room to kind of talk about the various things and narratives that are kind of circulating around identity and you know, just the way men them see themselves and the kind of struggle that they deal with at a high level. Mm. But he's put us all together, you know, he's selected quite a sort of handpicked some guys that are doing so quite well, but it's also, you know, quite a mixture of guys. And what I picked up from there is that he's chosen sort of whole people. You know, I think I can call them whole people in that they're not just successful in their, you know, various workplaces and businesses, but they're also, you know, quite committed fathers and quite committed husbands, etc. So it's a room full of really, really, I'd say, quality gentlemen. And our book club, you know, we meet on a monthly basis.
Okay.
We just pick a hotel somewhere, and then we'll actually just meet up in the morning, first of all, have breakfast.
Pick a hotel, so you're too lazy to cook.
It has to be very, very professional, you know, and none of us are going to cook, obviously. So, you know, so.
So can I ask this question, Mo? Because I want to transition the conversation into particular books and authors and that kind of thing. What are some of the titles you've been reading? What's the last one or the current one?
So the book before the one that we're reading now, we had read
The Stellenbosch Mafia, okay.
The Stellenbosch Mafia, yes. And I mean, that was a great book. I think we managed to unpack it and had different views on what we thought about the actual book itself, kind of had a bit of a view on the author themselves, etc. So, you know, very interesting themes obviously then emerged from that book. And obviously then discussions around the different contrasts between, I guess, the Stellenbosch Mafia and the current, you know, era in which we're trying to make business to succeed and how different those eras are. And currently we're actually reading a book called 0 to 1. And it's a book about startups as well. And we're meeting sometime next week to actually discuss that. So it's just a book that unpacks the journey of, you know, startups and some of the interesting concepts involved in there.
And who picks the books? Is it the person? How do you decide the next read?
So our chairperson is hectic, eh? Our chairperson doesn't play. So what we do is that we have a WhatsApp group, and in that WhatsApp group, we kind of nominate books, right, that we think, you know, the guys would be interested in reading, etc. And then once we've put up the nomination, the chairperson puts up a nomination list, and then he actually creates an online survey. in which we actually go and vote for the books. And we actually choose the books for the entire year up front.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we've already chosen all our books for the remainder of the year.
Okay. So you've got your curriculum for 2020. That sounds very, very democratic and also very scientific. Thanks, Mo. Thanks for sharing that. What are some of the books that you've been reading? How do you, what have been some of the memorable ones that you've discussed? All three of you. We'll start with you.
So, our last book that we read is Ordinary, is My Sister, the Serial Killer. Which is in Nigeria. It's in Lagos, and it's just an amazing story. So one of the reasons why the book club was started was that the original founding members weren't reading a lot of fiction, so it was a chance to share fiction books versus nonfiction. But we mix it up a little bit. We've also read Ordinary People, so that was one book. And I mean, the most interesting conversation we had, for me, is there's two books, which was I'm reading about the Feminist Fight Club, because then our book club almost got renamed that, and then
that's
people
a very
were
cool
like, wait. And then the other one was Esther Perel's Mating in Captivity, because that was a very interesting discussion around partnership and relationships and how we deal with that in different aspects. So there's kind of a range, and it's based on what people are interested in. Sometimes it's easy to just pick something you've already read.
Yeah.
so when it's your turn to host, it's like, I've got this book. then it's a little bit less work. But yeah, so to me, I think the most memorable conversations we had was around Feminist Fight Club, because most of the women are in kind of corporates or male-dominated industries, and then the other one is Mating in Captivity, and those were like a year or two
ago.
That
author is absolutely fascinating as well. Recently out in South Africa. And Tembi, how about you guys?
So our books are largely fiction. I think it's because women in our book club want to escape. And we just, for example, I'm a researcher. I'm a research clinician. I read for a living.
Yeah.
So nonfiction is not really what I want to get into when I want to read a book. So two memorable books. One was two Sundays ago. It was called Call Me By Your Name. The author is Andre Ackerman. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know that title.
That's the one that they made a movie of.
So from the conversation was amazing. More suited for Friday, the Friday slot than this slot.
Noted.
However, it brought up a lot of themes and conversation. It was actually rated really low in our book club, about 1.5 out of 5. But the conversation was really good, which is interesting, is that you can have conversation from books people enjoyed and books people didn't enjoy.
And that's really interesting. So most people thought it sucked for interesting reasons.
Yes, for interesting reasons and the content and the like.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So another book that was enjoyed, this was probably November, December. It was Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. And that book was an amazing book. Mm. It was a really, for people who haven't read it, I really recommend it. Again, a lot of conversation, themes around same-sex relationships and women in general, different types of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised and delighted simultaneously by the huge response we're getting to this conversation. We're going to have to extend it, Laura, producing while she is also a guest on the show. We'll do so after Brain as well. So everyone who's calling in, I will give you a chance to talk about your book club as well. What are some of the titles you've enjoyed and that have created like really interesting discussion? And part of the reason I'm asking this, right, is I'm also curious as a sort of pop anthropologist whether it is like-minded people who are in book clubs or whether you have really interesting bun fights about books because you bring different experiences to it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we've got a one of our book club members, Kirsch. She often says, wow, guys, I think I was reading a completely different book to what you guys were reading because we often see things so differently. But some of the books, so we just finished reading The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes.
Okay.
It was quite short. And when I downloaded it, I got it as an ebook. I went, did I download the whole thing? Cause it was quite short. So we just finished that one now. Some highlights from last year, The Secret Lives of Baba Seji's Wives, was really nice. That was actually the year before last. And then, one of the titles I chose last year was The Apology by Eve Ensler, which is about, So Eve Ensler, obviously from the Vagina Monologues, and she wrote an apology to herself as if her dead father who molested her would have written and what she would have liked to hear him say. So quite deep conversations, but sometimes we have, I mean, it keeps coming back. We read a book 2 years ago. It was not self-published, but it was an independent, you know, published book, which wasn't particularly good, but we kind of always come back to that. I'm not going to mention the title because, but sometimes the ones that don't rate so highly in terms of likability actually have the best conversations. So, very vast array of books.
Brilliant. Yeah. Millie, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Millie. Speak to us. Are you part of a book club?
Actually, I was drawn to the topic because I'm starting a book club. I'm going to launch it this Saturday. So the topic got me really interested in listening because I'm also doing the trial and error because I don't know where to start, what to do, things like that. But I've done my research and done it really well.
And what have you done so far? How many members? What logistically have you done?
Okay, I've tried to recruit members of the book club. But now it seems like once the date is coming nearer, the group or the number of the people decreases. Mm. Like people are bailing out. So I'll work with what I have. And also I'm still doing my research and I believe that it's going to work really well. It's a book club which comprises of members which are women. And my plan also is to do charity while we go through the books and reading them and meeting out like us to exist in a purpose where we try to give back to communities and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that. I mean, I've been a guest over the years at many book clubs where there was an explicit set of other purposes. Rufaro was talking about sisterhood and how important it is to have a safe space. There are also many book clubs that are also simultaneously about social projects, collecting books, doing outreach work, and it's about more than just the books as well. But if the three of you could give her tips in terms of setting up the book clubs, knowing what you know now and with your experience, what are the do's and what are the don'ts? I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, that she shouldn't lose sleep over people falling off. You will have a core group of 2, 3, 5 people that will be the mainstay, and that's fine.
So should I start?
Founder.
So I think part of attracting people to your book club, don't always think it's your friends or people close to you. I think I've gotten, so with us, it was a core group of friends. But I've also gotten to know my friends' friends as part of this, and they've become my friends. So I think for that, there are other people probably enjoy reading or might be interested in your other causes that would come to the book club.
Mm.
So don't just think, oh, my friend or this. Like, for example, Rufar and I are sisters-in-law. But we're actually not in the same book club, if that makes sense. So go out.
Are you in the same WhatsApp group?
in multiple WhatsApp groups. And we're actually good friends, you know. But I'm just saying is that go out of your circle. You'd be surprised who you could find and who you could be friends with from that.
Okay, that makes sense. Laura?
Some advice for Millie: have great snacks. Yes. That's always fun. And also, it is quite a commitment, you know, for people to, and we talk about moms and wives and partners and, you know, to take a whole day out of, you know, busy, especially if it's on the weekend. So I think she must be kind to people who are maybe dropping out. And as you said, there will be a core group who still stick around. And then maybe start inviting other people. But I've never started one, so great for her, because that's a big commitment. So
how rigid are you once it's the day of the meeting in terms of how you proceed?
So, I mean,
the other thing that, like, the inner nerd in me was the other annoyance that I had. I mean, I can't be annoyed when I'm invited as an author because 20 copies of my books have been circulated, and there's always the generosity that we have as authors towards book clubs for doing that. But on one occasion, I was invited not as an author but as a member to meet an author that a friend of mine thought I'd find interesting. And indeed, I did find this person interesting. But I kept sitting there, and my thought bubble was like, okay, when are we going to talk about the book? And I'm like, well, the book, these gay men are catching up on gay gossip for like 3 hours.
There must be an agenda.
So in our book club, like I said, it's a little bit more open and flexible. And the reason why is exactly that, is that, you know, but the host determines the agenda. So okay. We've had a host who's been like crazy, and she had like brought out questions and research, and like we had to then
discuss 50 marks.
No, and we had like small group discussions and come back to
break away.
So that's been like one of the, but it really is dependent on the host and how okay. they want to kind of facilitate the discussion. Yeah. I think a tip for
Millie.
Millie who's starting a book club is to really make it to make it about one thing rather than adding a whole lot of other let's do projects, etc. Like, let's make it about the book that you want to read.
Okay.
If two people come, one person comes, that's okay. Then it'll start getting rolling.
Cool. Now that I've trapped you in the studio, can I keep you a bit longer?
Yeah.
Yes. There's so many people who are belonging to book clubs, and I kind of knew that empirically from the experiences of authors, but it's really wonderful to have so many people calling in. I want to put as many of you on as we possibly can, even though time is short. The Literature Corner. We're having a fabulous conversation about book clubs and what they do for reading. They do a hell of a lot. And of course, everyone is involved in them. But in my experience, it is women and black women in particular that are at the forefront of this incredible proliferation of book clubs in South Africa. And I think it's a beautiful thing. If you belong to one, tell us how it works, what you enjoy about it, what has it done for your relationship with authors, with literature, on 011-883-0702. Mm-hmm. Here is author Sue Nyati testifying exactly to the same point that I've made about how this has really helped us as authors.
Hi, I'm Sue Nyati, and I'd just like to say that I've benefited immensely from book clubs. I love the interaction. Writing is such a lonely craft in the sense that you create an isolation. So it's always lovely to have an intimate conversation with the people that you write for. And these are my readers. And book clubs provide that platform for that engagement. You know, I enjoy the camaraderie of these gatherings. The wine always flows, the food is awesome, and the boisterous discussions that follow are so amazing. So for me, you know, I really, really look forward to the book club discussions. And, you know, book clubs are not only great at buying our books, but they sell them too. And so I always say, don't ever underestimate the power of word of mouth. Because they're going to talk about the book and sell the book on, you know, to other people who like to read. So for me, I think it's always a win-win situation. This is why I will always make time for book clubs, whether it's once a month or twice a month even, just to meet with them, because they've taken the time to buy my book, and to be read is such a compliment. If you consider how much time goes into writing, and for someone to read it and take something from it, is absolutely amazing. So I look forward to that engagement, the critique, the analysis. You know, there's some rigorous readers out there, and sometimes, you know, they point out things in the book that you didn't even consider. So yes, I love book clubs.
I totally agree with her. And I think her books, particularly Goldigger, did well in part because of that kind of love that is shown from book clubs. Really, really important. Any of your book clubs, do you actually get the authors in, depending on obviously the book and where the author is? Have you ever had an author as a guest?
So, I tried the one time. We read a collection, an anthology of books called The Good Immigrant by Nakesh Shukla.
Yes.
Yes, in the UK. There's actually a US version out now. Mm. And I remember trying to, I think it may have been Musa actually.
Yes.
Or Kwanga who wrote one of the chapters. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, we really should reach out to him and we'll like Skype him in or whatever. But then I thought my book club is very like harsh. And I was worried that people wouldn't be nice. And then I'm like, no, but I know authors, and you can probably attest to this, like to be, have critical feedback. But I decided against it because,
But you know, that's maybe we can have we need at least an hour for that conversation, right? I think one of the things that's missing in South African conversations about book is honest and also highly literate reviews of books.
Yeah.
We're not going to become better at anything that we do if we are not prepared to get criticism, both commentary about what works in a book and also things that didn't work as well. So you should be prepared to do, because I noticed earlier that you weren't even prepared to tell us which book in your book club got a low rating, in case someone is listening and might see you at Tash's the next time you bump into them, right? Yeah. But we need to get to a place where you can say, you know what, you CBS, I loved Run Racers Run. I didn't like your book on the DA, or I love your book on the DA. I didn't like this. We actually, as authors, we appreciate that. And if we don't, well, stuff it. You put in the time and you spent money on it. You're entitled to do a review. Mm. I went to watch a film, South African film, the other day. And it really wasn't a good film. And I said as much on social media. Mm. Like, we have to be honest. Mm. You know, so do you have engaged the authors directly?
No, we don't. One is, as I said, we're quite flexible. So I think organizing like other people outside of the group is a lot to do. But I do think that it is very important to be able to give feedback and to share on like the platforms that you're on about what you think. So that's something that I know Tembi's book club does really well. So they'll actually rate and put it on Goodreads.
Absolutely.
And say this is what, and I think that's a very,
because one of the reasons we don't take offense as easily as you might think, Laura, is that when we are together, we gossip about you as readers. So as authors, we also review the reviewers.
Okay.
I can have a show with authors where we deconstruct reviewers.
Yeah.
Like reviewers who are not authors, who desperately wish you had written the book that they want to write themselves, instead of reviewing what's in front of them, or how your misogyny is revealed in your little Goodreads review of my book, whatever the case might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we understand as authors, there's no such thing as an objective assessment of the book. Mm. It is an intersubjective experience. Mm. Everything about you, including your time in the States, Tembi, you bring with you to the reading process, which means that when we talk about how do you feel about my work, it's not like asking you what is the answer to 1+1.
No, it's not.
Mm.
So we haven't had authors at our book club, but we would love to, actually. But partly, I think a lot of our books lately have been international books, but that has just been what's happened lately. But at the last book club, the author, which is Call Me By Your Name, a book which was torn apart, we wanted the author to explain himself. So, something that I would really love.
South African authors are very available and very open, and we love it, and we find it a privilege, especially because we've got such a small market in terms of sales. It's really, any author friend of mine, if you want them to come, they would be there generously arriving, chuffed that you even picked their book. So that's an option for book clubs.
Okay.
Lionel, good morning. Hello, Lionel.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for holding on. Are you part of a book club?
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me. Yes, I am. I'm a little bit of a different kind of book club, though.
Okay, the line's not great, Lionel. I'm going to come back to you, especially because you've been waiting. But let's see whether we can get you on a clearer line. Cello, good morning.
Morning.
Hi there, Cello. Tell us about your book club.
Oh, so my book club is it's a sci-fi comic book club where we want to introduce kids to concepts in science and technology through stories like sci-fi or fiction. But one of the challenges we experienced when we first starting out our book club is that a lot of kids can't read, so we had to like take a step back and then start introducing them to you know, like basic literature, you know. So we will take, I think, one of those Nanny Buddy type books so that you get kids reading again. And then what we added extra was some activities, like some storytelling type activities, such as character designs, or we'd use Legos where we'd ask the kids to create a story and then like create a character then a story, and then maybe build a world for that story. Yeah,
I love that. I totally love that. Mm. We haven't even spoken about the other people in your lives. Have they been inspired by your book clubs and your membership to it to become book readers, or are they readers, whether it be hubby, kids, other family members?
I think me looking for a book club was inspired by, you know, knowing Tembi and that she was in a book club. But I was like, okay, I need something that, you know, is a little, so I was quite eager to find a book club and that type of community. And I think it's important that it opens yourself up, because like you said, like your circle grows bigger through the book club. One book club which I have high admiration for, and I'm on the listserv, but I've attended once, But I love the reading list that they have is the Afro Freedom Book Club.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's open to everyone, and you know, it's you and it's about opening people up to African literature, which I think is really important. So I like that there's, you know, that sense of, okay, so there's a public book club that I can go to, and then I still have kind of my private friend space and community that I've built in that. And I think a lot of people, so when I met Laura, I was just like, oh, are you looking for a book club? And she's like, I'm at a book club, but I'm looking for another one. And we open up in that way. So I do think that it does inspire people to get an understanding of, wait, I can read and I can read in community.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to do this whole thing. Like, it doesn't have to be a lonely experience of opening your mind to
literature. Let's take a last call for the day. Celeste, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. I love this conversation.
Tell us about your experience. Are you part of a book club as well?
I've been part of a book club for years, and at times it was a bit too strict for me. But over the years, it sort of settled down, and I've read so much from that book club. But we do quite a few conventional books, like fiction, like Where the Crawdads Sing, and Educated, Tara Westover, and sometimes something like The Choice, who's by Edith Eger. But I would, just listening to the conversation about the Afro Freedom Book Club,
yeah,
I think it would open up a whole lot of vistas if we knew more about that. Because I think ours is conventionally a little bit limited. But it has definitely encouraged me to read over the years. The only unfortunate thing is that we don't have any wine.
What? Book club without wine?
I promise you. I think that goes back years. Anyway, but thanks for this fantastic conversation. It's just wonderful.
I was wondering, Laura, are there rules either by design or just through habit in the range of books that you guys deal with? What if someone, for example, is a comic nerd or really obsessed with sci-fi or magic realism? Would the rest of the book members be like, why the hell are you making me read, I don't know, whoever, Terry Brooks? Yeah.
No, so we all pretty open. And I think at the feedback sessions when we meet, then people give their input. Oh, I didn't like this. I couldn't finish it or whatever. But there's no prescription on what we can choose. Apparently before I joined, there was a book that was like the size of a textbook. Apparently, I think it's, can't think of the name now. And then I came along.
It sounds like a dream deferred.
Yeah. And then I came along and I chose one that was like 90 pages. And we joke that that's the one everyone read because it was like a short story. So we don't really prescribe. I think there's a general, we are kind of like-minded, but as I said, sometimes we think that we're all reading different books because we have different experiences of the book. So no, anyone can choose what it is they want to read.
Do you have much diversity in terms of genre as well? I mean, you're talking about fiction, for example, and escaping. But even as you said that, I thought to myself, there's fiction and there's fiction, because they can be really escapist stuff like magic realism type of techniques. Mm-hmm. And there can be social realist stuff, which is fiction, but it can deal with some pretty hectic stuff.
Yeah. So our book club, we tend to have hectic, serious fiction.
Okay.
And quite depressing stuff, to be honest. But good books, like really good literature. But everybody's like, oh, we need to read lighter things. I always threaten, like, we should read How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And everybody rolls their eyes. So we tend, but in the women in there, they're women who have different tastes within the book club, which is great because there's some books I would never read that I'm exposed to. So I think generally we have the same kind of books we like, but within that, some diversity as well.
And then last question, just on the numbers. Is there a magic number or range in terms of what makes for an optimal number of book club members?
I think so. I think too little.
Like if someone wanted to join you, probably at some point you'd cap it, right?
Yes. So we have a bit of a process. You have to be voted in or invited in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. To the secret club.
No, it's not. The reason is that it's just not about books. It's just feeling safe to really express yourself. Because in there, I mean, we'd be talking about things around abuse as children, etc. You don't really want that out there, you know, if that is your experience or about heartbreak, etc. So with us, it, you know, we do care who is there.
Makes sense. It must be safe and a sacred space.
And also because we really open up and we really talk about books and really go through them and the things that come through. So we are not, it's not like anyone can just come and see, you know, and join us.
Okay. And for you?
And I think, well, for us, it's that, look, the regular kind of core group is about 8 to 12 people that come through on a regular basis, and it kind of rotates on who is regular. But as I said, we have like 25 people on the WhatsApp group. So now we've kind of capped it in terms of saying come first to a book club meetup, and then if you want to, then we'll add you to the WhatsApp group. So we invite people who are in our networks who we think would be great additions to the book club, and then we'll say, okay, so if you want to, then we'll invite you on. But we also want to kind of suss you out in terms of how you are in the group and in the discussion, the conversation, right? You know, like, do you talk over people? Are you listening? All of those types of things really matter because we are a community. So I think those are things that we look at as well. And I think an interesting one is how we all differently consume books.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's people who read like actual paper books, but now I'm starting to do a lot more audio books.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the reason why is because I can get through audiobooks and listen to them, you know, versus reading, which is a little bit harder. But everyone has a different experience based on the way they've consumed the book, which is also kind of on another level and another discussion.
30 seconds for you, Laura. Do you guys have a process for deciding whether someone is good enough?
So similar to Tembi, you almost need to be recommended or invited. It must be within the groups. There was one incident where someone was invited. She came through. She hadn't read the book. She criticized a whole lot of things, and then the next day she was removed from the WhatsApp group.
The Hunger Games.
And rightly so. Yeah, rightly so. Do not review a book you've not read. I think that's a pretty good rule for a book club. Mm-hmm. Laura Wiener, Dr. Tembi Chandiwana, and Rufara Mudimi. Thanks, Mudimus. Thanks so much for a fabulous conversation. I think we should have a few more of these on other aspects of reading and literature. But in the first instance, I think we need as many book clubs as possible in this country. Thank you so much for proselytizing around that. Thank you.